The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Sabas the Goth. He was a Goth in the area of modern Romania, born about 334. He converted to Christianity in his youth and became a lector in Targoviste, Romania. He survived several persecutions of the local church under the pagan Goths, but was finally seized by a group of Gothic soldiers and ordered to eat meat which had been sacrificed to idols. He was brutally tortured along with several other Christians, and was finally executed by drowning. About 50 others were put to death with him. Saint Sabas the Goth died in 372. Saint Sabas, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DiFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
Seeking the face of God. Jesus announces his coming from the perspective of his resurrection, his coming in the power of the Holy Spirit, and so he proclaims a new way of seeing that occurs in faith. The Passion is not thereby left behind as something in the past. It is, rather, the place from which and in which alone he can be seen. The seeing occurs in following after. Following Christ as his disciple is a life lived at the place where Jesus stands, and this place is the Passion. Seeing occurs by entering into the Passion of Jesus. There we see, and in him we see the Father also. We can only encounter God by walking after Jesus. The only way we can see him is by following Jesus, which means walking behind him and thus going along behind God's back. The way that God is seen in this world is by following Christ. Seeing is going, is being on the way for our whole life toward the living God, whereby Jesus Christ presents us with the itinerary. He himself is for us the face of God. What was and is new about biblical religion is the fact that the real God has a face and a name and is a person. The Christian advances toward this awakening, this satisfaction, by looking upon the pierced one, by looking upon Jesus Christ.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 7 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday of the second week of Easter, April 12th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The first way to pray for someone is to speak to God about him or her. If we do this frequently each day, our hearts are not closed but open to our brothers and sisters. To pray for others is the first way to love them, and it moves us toward concretely drawing near. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its all fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Alleluia.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Alleluia.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me. A mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Alleluia.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Alleluia.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors, and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Alleluia.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Alleluia.
My heart and my flesh. Alleluia.
Rejoice in the living God. Alleluia.
A reading from the beginning of the book of Revelation. This is the revelation God gave to Jesus Christ, that he might show his servants what must happen very soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant, John, who in reporting all he saw bears witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Happy is the man who reads this prophetic message, and happy are those who hear it and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, John wishes you grace and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and ruler of the kings of earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his own blood, who has made us a royal nation of priests in the service of his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. See, he comes amid the clouds. Every eye shall see him, even of those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth shall lament to him bitterly. So it is to be. Amen. The Lord God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress and the kingly reign and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on an island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and bore witness to Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was caught up in ecstasy, and I heard behind me a piercing voice, like the sound of a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you now see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. When I did so, I saw seven lampstands of gold, and among the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a sash of gold about his breast. The hair of his head was white as snow-white wool, and his eyes blazed like fire. His feet gleamed like polished brass refined in a furnace, and his voice sounded like the roar of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. A sharp, two-edged sword came out of his mouth, and his face shone like the sun at its brightest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, there is nothing to fear. I am the first and the last and the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I live forever and ever. I hold the keys of death and the nether world. Write down, therefore, whatever you see in visions, what you see now, and will see in time to come. This is the secret meaning of the seven stars you saw in my right hand, and of the seven lampstands of gold. The seven stars are the presiding spirits of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ loved us and poured out his blood to free us from our sins.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
He is the beginning of all things and the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
From an ancient Easter homily by Pseudo Chrysostom. The Passover we celebrate brings salvation to the whole human race, beginning with the first man, who together with all others is saved and given life. In an imperfect and transitory way, the types and images of the past prefigured the perfect and eternal reality which has now been revealed. The presence of what is represented makes the symbol obsolete. When the king appears in person, no one pays reverence to his statue. How far the symbol falls short of the reality is seen from the fact that the symbolic Passover celebrated the brief life of the firstborn of the Jews, whereas the real Passover celebrates the eternal life of all mankind. It is a small gain to escape death for a short time, only to die soon afterward. It is a very different thing to escape death altogether, as we do through the sacrifice of Christ, our Passover. Correctly understood, its very name shows why this is our greatest feast. It is called the Passover because when he was striking down the firstborn, the destroying angel passed over the houses of the Hebrews. But it is even more true to say that he passes over us, for he does so once for all when we are raised up by Christ to eternal life. If we think only of the true Passover and ask why it is that the time of the Passover and the salvation of the firstborn is taken to be the beginning of the year, the answer must surely be that the sacrifice of the true Passover is for us the beginning of eternal life. Because it revolves in cycles and never comes to an end, the year is a symbol of eternity. Christ, the sacrifice that was offered for us, is the Father of the world to come. He puts an end to our former life, and through the regenerating waters of baptism in which we imitate his death and resurrection, he gives us the beginning of a new life. The knowledge that Christ is the Passover Lamb who was sacrificed for us should make us regard the moment of his immolation as the beginning of our own lives. As far as we are concerned, Christ's immolation on our behalf takes place when we become aware of this grace and understand the life conferred on us by this sacrifice. Having once understood it, we should enter upon this new life with all eagerness and never return to the old one, which is now at an end. As Scripture says, we have died to sin. How then can we continue to live in it? Purge out the old leaven of corruption. Then you will be bread of a new baking. Christ has become our paschal sacrifice.
Let us then keep festival with joy in the Lord. Alleluia.
He was put to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification.
Let us then keep festival with joy in the Lord. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have been renewed by paschal remedies, transcending the likeness of our earthly parentage, may be transformed in the image of our heavenly Maker, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
26 minutes past the hour. Today's Gospel is coming up in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Die to save. know that my Redeemer's risen. For sinners his blood he gave. With faith as my guide, all my fears are cast aside. For the Lord defeated the grave.
26 minutes before the hour on Monday of the second week of Easter, April 12, 2021. That is News at 11 with the Eyes of Faith. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the well-known nighttime encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. From the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night.
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. The imagination is a marvelous thing. Like so many things, it can be used for good or for evil. Jesus calls Nicodemus to use his imagination for good. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The Gospel of today's Mass tells us of the intimate dialogue that took place one night between Jesus and Nicodemus. This man is moved by the preaching and the miracles of the Master and feels the need to know more. He shows great respect towards Jesus. Rabbi, Master, he calls him. Nicodemus asks Jesus about his mission, perhaps still uncertain whether he is just another prophet or if he is the Messiah. Rabbi, he says to him, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus replies in quite an unexpected way. Nicodemus asks about his mission, and Jesus reveals to him an astonishing truth. A man must be born again. He is speaking of a spiritual birth by water and the Holy Spirit. A whole new world is unfolding before the eyes of Nicodemus. Jesus' words also open up an unlimited horizon for the spiritual advancement of any Christian who allows himself to be led with docility by the inspirations and motions of the Holy Spirit. Because interior life does not consist solely in acquiring a series of natural virtues or observing certain pious practices. It is a question of a complete transformation, of, in fact, being born again, which our Lord asks from us. You must rid yourselves of the old self, according to which you lived your past life, St. Paul said to the faithful of Ephesus. This interior transformation is above all a work of grace in the soul, but it requires our collaboration also by way of mortification of the intellect, of memory, and of imagination, so as to purify our potencies in order for the life of Christ to develop freely within us. Many Christians don't make any progress in their dealings with God in prayer because they neglect interior mortification, without which exterior mortification loses its foundation. The imagination is undoubtedly a very useful faculty because the soul, which is united to the body, cannot think without the help of images. Our Lord spoke to the people by means of parables, expressing the most profound truths by means of images. And we have seen how he follows this same procedure with Nicodemus. In the same way, the imagination can be a great help in the interior life for contemplating the life of our Lord or the mysteries of the Rosary. But for it to be beneficial and useful, the imagination has to be directed by right reason, illuminated by faith. Otherwise, it could become what has been called the lunatic of the house. It takes us away from the consideration of divine things and draws us towards those that are vain, frivolous, fantastic, and even prohibited. Even in the best of cases, it can lead us to daydreaming, from whence arises sentimentalism, which is so opposed to true piety. Given our condition after original sin, the subjection of the imagination to reason can usually be achieved only through mortification, with the result that it ceases to be the lunatic of the house and confines itself to its own specific purpose, which is that of serving the intelligence enlightened by faith. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 20 minutes before the hour. We'll pray morning prayer next. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On Monday of the second week of Easter, April 12, 2021, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's join the whole church in prayer. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia.
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God?
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God?
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, why are you cast down, my soul? So now that the surging waves of your indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia.
Fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia.
Fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia.
Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power.
As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you.
Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn.
Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia.
The glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God
is its light. Alleluia.
The glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the sun of truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hands.
The glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification, confession on the lips to salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Truly I tell you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Truly I tell you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Alleluia. God the Father was glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son. Let us pray to him with confidence, saying,
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Father of lights, you bathed the world in splendor when Christ rose again in glory.
Fill our minds today with the light of faith.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Through the resurrection of your Son, you opened for us the way to eternal life.
As we work today, sustain us with the hope of glory.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
Set our hearts on fire with spiritual love.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
May Jesus Christ, who was crucified to set us free,
be today our salvation and redemption.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have been renewed by paschal remedies, transcending the likeness of our earthly parentage, may be transformed in the image of our heavenly Maker, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
We begin another week of celebration. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Morning Air is coming up next. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.